Conclusion. Very soon, every detail of God's word foretelling the future of the world peace will come to pass with intricate accuracy. We are in the final phase of our journey. There is every reason to believe the climax will be just as accurate as the history. I want to encourage you that wherever you are on your spiritual journey, this is not the time to stagnate. The more of God you need, the more He will give. Years ago in Pentecostal ministry, I experienced much of the supernatural phenomenon, but I still had many unanswered questions and concerns. Why governments and religions, with everything at their disposal, could not advance any closer to world peace. In fact, progress for peace has regressed as evil and greed have worsened. It seemed as though God had to have more for us. Perhaps we were consumed in the supernatural gifts rather than the giver. It was certain the gifts could not produce peace, but they successfully attracted our attention to the reality of a greater power that could open our understanding to His ultimate plan for mankind. As we studied at the beginning of this book, all governments and religions have drastically failed in their efforts toward world peace in spite of their sincere efforts. The masses continually spend fortunes electing their choice of politicians as if that could be our answer. I came to the conclusion there is no answer outside of God that could produce this peace. As the scripture has declared, of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end. I therefore desperately needed more scriptural understanding of how this peace would be reached. I read many scriptures, along with much study from world-renowned theologians, but I could not put them together to have continuity of the Bible. I knew then that the Bible was a spiritual book and not intended to be understood with the natural mind. The understanding could only come from the Lord Jesus Himself, the living Word, giving spiritual revelation. I wholeheartedly continued seeking God through much prayer and study. In 1989, an old friend that I hadn't seen for many years divinely crossed my path. I was with Benny Hinn Ministries at the time, one of the most recognized ministries in the world. I was actually experiencing more supernatural than most ministers do in a lifetime. However, there was still a great stir and emptiness in my life as God was dealing heavily with me. My old friend would surprisingly answer all my questions through the ministry in which he was following. He began to tell me of a man named William Branham. He was commonly known in Pentecostal circles around the world as the 20th century prophet. This was amazing to me as I was with one of the top ministries of the world and yet had never heard of him. However, after many conversations with many notable ministers, I discovered the name William Branham was known around the world. A meeting with an Oral Roberts University graduate confirmed the William Branham tapes were, without question, the most listened to tapes in the Oral Roberts lending library. I soon became strongly compelled by God to take a look at what this 20th century prophet's teachings were all about. The materials were different than anything I had ever researched. The first article I read captured my undivided attention with it solving one of the most controversial subjects of the Bible, the rapture. Men's interpretations of whether the rapture of the church would be pre, mid, or post-tribulation had even split churches and left them with irreconcilable differences. The teaching of William Branham included the story of Joseph in Genesis, as Joseph was in all ways a type of Christ. Joseph married a Gentile bride and placed her in the palace while he went back to reveal himself to his brethren. I immediately saw myself in the palace, raptured, while Jesus reveals himself to his brethren, the Jews. Instead of giving his opinion for the answer, he allowed God to interpret his own scripture by using exact types and shadows from the Old Testament, previewing the future in the New Testament. The Bible tells us the Old Testament is a shadow of the New. For me, the Old Testament changed from good moral teachings into prophecy. As I went on, I received the revelation that I needed to be re-water baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was done as soon as I could get to the water. I wrote earlier in the book describing one of the greatest supernatural events I ever experienced happened as I came out of the water. Yet it would not have happened if the Lord had not spoken to me through the teachings of His prophet. Many other ministers that work constantly for the sake of the gospel could not see what I was spiritually seeing directly from God, the living Word, matching perfectly with His written Word. Not much time passed until I was scheduled to go to a meeting in Orlando. We were putting together one of the largest gatherings of pastors in the world, about 60,000, for the following year. These would be leaders from all denominations and even non-denominations. It didn't matter what you believed, we were striving for unity amongst Christians. This particular meeting was preliminary with about 2,000 pastors. When I arrived, the speaker had already begun. In the first few moments, he began saying things that were not even close to Scripture. The crowd was going wild, shouting and praising. Not only was it not scriptural, but my spirit was deeply grieved. I simply uttered, "God, what is going on here?" What I experienced next was so amazing, it changed my life forever. In spite of how loud the crowd was, everything just went silent to me. I could still see their mouths moving and hands in the air, but it was as though I went deaf. Then I heard his still small voice. I don't know if it was audible or not. Clearly, I was the only one that heard it. He said, "As you were reading in the book of my prophet this morning about the tares being bundled for burning, the word being preached is the rope that is going around them now. Get out of there now before you get caught in the rope." I immediately dashed out of that building as fast as I could go. Out into the parking lot and into my car I went, locking all the doors as if it would do any good. I broke into a cold sweat from exhaustion and fear. I kept going and never looked back. It has been 3 decades since that day, and I have still never looked back. Yet that experience is as real today as it was then. God had called me to a total separation from any traditions and man-made interpretations of His Word. The Word is God Himself, the chief cornerstone, and cannot be altered in any way. As stated earlier, we are getting closer to the top of the pyramid, and as it narrows near the top, being more like Christ will be necessary to be fitly framed together to grow into an holy temple of the Lord and habitation of God. The perfect bride for the Word groom must be the compatible Word bride. Ephesians 2, verse 21 and 22. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Where are we in time? The present conditions of the world speak volumes, pinpointing that we are living in the last days. The last of the 7 church ages is the church at Laodicea. The very word Laodicea means the day of people's rights. As little as 2 decades ago, you rarely heard people publicly criticizing our president. Now everyone speaks out, attempting to enforce their desired rights. Animal and gender rights, polluting our media, confirm we are living in the Laodicean age, the last age. How few care about their responsibilities to God and their fellow man. The earth's crust has become very thin and weak from all the mining and drilling over the years, causing an abundance of volcanic activity and earthquakes. These volcanoes erupting shoot highly flammable sulfur balls thousands of feet in the air. It would not take a whole lot of atomic or nuclear activity to explode them into another Sodom and Gomorrah devastation. Many nations have these nuclear capabilities at their disposal and can be detonated to destroy entire regions with only the push of a button. World leaders threaten each other, bragging one has a bigger button than the other. The wars and rumors of war continue escalating worse and worse, involving all peoples. Nations are being drawn toward a doomsday world war. There is no question regarding what time it is on God's clock. It is also time for God's people to spiritually awaken and sincerely recognize what incredible love has been bestowed upon them. It would not do any good to learn all about the book of Revelation with all of its symbols and meanings without His Spirit supernaturally changing our lives into a new creation, one full of love, causing us to live like Jesus. Intellectual wisdom without His life on display will not be enough. We can praise God, getting so caught up in our emotions that we yell, cry, dance, speak in tongues, and still not have His life living within. Our lives need to be written epistles of the present-day truth, read and known by all men. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 2 and 3. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. We can only genuinely worship and serve God as we understand His Word, that is, wholeheartedly by revelation, having the mind of Christ in us, motivating us to live like Christ. True worship is having His life on display at all times. How do we get this? By asking and seeking Him. Luke 11, 9 and 10. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. As you put in action your believing faith, you will be placed in a position of many choosings. Traditions we may have never given thought to and just assumed as truth may be erroneous. The truth of these things will be exposed or revealed to you, and you will need to let go or choose before you can move ahead. It reminds me of a flying trapeze in a circus. The performer must let go of the first swing before he can grab the next one. There is no way he can hold on to both swings at the same time. Our faith with God is similar. Once something in our lives has been shown to be contrary to His word, we must let go of it as quickly as possible so as not to disrupt the next step to higher ground. Remember, you will not find inner peace with yourself if you are fighting God. One thing keeping us from letting go is fear. Fear of church leaders, family, friends, and neighbors. Falling head over heels in love with our Lord and Savior Jesus casts out all fear. When you love Him, who cares what others think? 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. God has a way for your trust to grow at a supernatural pace. Just start by trusting Him in everything, big or small. As you see Him making Himself so real to you on a day-by-day basis, your faith will grow without limits. You will find letting go becomes easier and easier. The Bible becomes a brand new book with living spiritual revelation. Do not fear. Let go, as He will never let go of you. Job 8:7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. My prayer is that God would grant everyone desiring to take up residency in the new earth a faith to believe, a faith that would take us past the scriptural knowledge into that living fellowship with Jesus Christ. It is only here that we can have peace until the future kingdom arrives, a new heavens and a new earth where we will live eternally together with Him. Get ready. If your heart is right, you will witness the world at peace in the not-so-distant future. Jude 1, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.